This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam and everyone, welcome back to Halal Intimacy. Today's topic is about seduction, a word that perhaps we use to indicate something unlawful, something haram, something related to people flirting with each other and so on and so forth in a haram context. But when it comes to marriage, when it comes to halal relationships, seduction here is used to attract one another sexually or otherwise so that we do not fall into temptations and go beyond the wedlock, beyond the marriage or marital relationship. It is sometimes unfortunately funny yet very sad to hear from couples that they are shy from one another to interact in excessive foreplay before the intercourse. Where modesty is described in Islam as one of the highest branches of faith, negative shyness is absolutely discouraged, especially when it comes to the relationship between husbands and wives. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we want to bring this discussion into life. Thanks to Ustadh Abdul Latif for including this topic in his book. So let's get to it, inshallah ta'ala. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu arda, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, he once said in an authentic narration, Inni la uhibbu an atazayyana lil mar'a. Indeed, I love to beautify myself for my wife. I love to appear attractive for her, just like how I would love to see her beautifying herself for me. It's a beautiful teaching that Muslims should look into, because if we don't see each other attractive, where are we gonna go? Look at Ibn Qudama, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and have mercy upon him. Talking about sexual intimacy, he said it is an obligatory upon men. It is compulsory to have sexual intimacy with your wife, so long as you don't have valid excuses. Not only that, but he said it is recommended to play with your wife before the actual intercourse or penetration. Why is that so? To arouse her desire so that she can enjoy this relationship the same way you'd like to enjoy it. And so, my brothers and sisters in Islam, those who are married out there, you should always have a plan. How could we become innovative, creative in performing these activities so that we always look forward to this closeness with one another? And so, following the teaching of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu arda about how he used to beautify himself for his wife, now you should become creative in beautifying yourself, attracting your partners, wearing some sexy clothes and the like, so that always, always your husband would think of you before going on the internet. Walayadu billah, may Allah protect us all, to hunt for a prostitute or to watch pornographic film, or for the sisters not to die in agony and in silence looking forward to these intimate moments between herself and her husband. All right, some may ask, how about menstruation period during this time in which sexual intimacy is prohibited? How could I excite my husband sexually when he in fact cannot have sex with me during this period? Now, menstruation does not mean that you should not be intimate with your partner. The only thing that is not allowed during this time is sexual penetration, but kissing, hugging and playing around, this is actually permissible. We have narrations where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have played with Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha during her menstruation. It is not an excuse at all, my brothers in Islam out there who are married, to leave your wives behind and go outside, hang with the wrong crowd just because they are menstruating. Women do need and they do deserve care, compassion, and emotional intimacy before anything else. Even those who have multiple wives, it is not permissible for them to leave their wives behind just because they are menstruating and breaking that turn, not giving an equal portion of attention and time, and just go and spend time with the other wife who is not menstruating. That is not permissible. That is not justice, because as I mentioned earlier, intimacy is not always about sex. So the main learning outcome of today's episode, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is that seduction, attracting one another sexually, always being creative in calling one another to this relationship or this bond between yourselves, is actually the main key to enjoyment when it comes to sexual pleasure. It's not always penetration. Ibn Qudama, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and have mercy upon him, once said that it is mustahab, it is liked, it is favorable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have this foreplay with your wife prior to sexual penetration. You should cuddle each other first. You should engage in those foreplays first before sexual penetration, because this is the real enjoyment of sexual intimacy. Because, you know, once you reach to that pleasurable state of sexual intimacy, you don't want to engage with your partner anymore. You want it to relax, you want it to sleep, you want it to go out and take a bath. So the intimacy ends by actually reaching climax. That's why our dear sister Amira Zaki, who's been doing excellent job in educating our sisters about pleasure, sex without pain, sex with pleasure, she always talks about foreplay, that's before the sexual penetration, but she always also emphasizes on the importance of after play or after sexual intimacy, to cuddle each other, to engage in those moments of closeness through kissing, through hugging, through massaging, and so on and so forth, so that we always remember those moments and we always yearn to come back to them again. So don't worry, my brothers, and especially sisters who are still, until now, after marrying for 5 years, 10 years, they're still shy to put on some sexy clothes to beautify themselves for their husbands, thinking that this moment is over now, we are old, we can't engage in these activities anymore. This is your lawful husband. And marriage was meant for this enjoyment. Not just the sex part, but being together. Being always happy, touching each other. So don't shy away. Don't let him go and have that as an excuse to do the haram thing. Walayadu billah. May Allah protect us all. And so if you want more details about what should be done exactly, I would definitely recommend you, my dear sisters and brothers in Islam, to grab your book of Ustadh Abdul Latif if you didn't already, and get some tips and tricks that he mentioned, which I believe it shouldn't be discussed in details on videos. But the bottom line is, my dear sisters in Islam, you need to learn how to seduce your husband and get him into bed, since he is your only lawful man, since he's the only man that you should enjoy that relationship with. And by the way, when I said earlier that we should always beautify ourselves for each other, that doesn't mean that we are not already beautiful. It just means that sometimes we get bored of doing the same act in the same way again and again. So we should be creative in that sense, and that's what we meant by seduction between the spouses. And above anything else, this is specifically for my brothers who are listening out there, even if you dislike your wife, or even if you dislike some of her characteristics, appearances, or whatever the case may be, remember the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to focus on that which is positive, to focus on the characteristics that are good, that are appealing to you. Don't always focus on the negative. And if there is anything that you wanted her to do for you, please be open about it. Please start that conversation. And the same goes to my dear sisters out there. Even if you dislike your husband for anything, it is absolutely important for you to speak about it, to talk about it, to find some solutions, to think perhaps creatively together in order for you to make this relationship as seductive as possible for your enjoyment and for the halal relationship to continue, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the love that He placed in our hearts for one another, and never let us look outside the boundaries, the lawful relationship that He had gifted us with. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Before leaving the video, kindly share it with your circle and subscribe to our channel if you didn't already. And we'll see you, inshallah, in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.